This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. First of all, spoiler alerts ahead about last night's Game of Thrones, so you've been warned. Second of all, Jon Snow is an idiot. Am I right? Didn't Sansa warn him? Yes, she did. Of course, there's a whole lot of Game of Thrones fans out there who didn't get to see the Battle of the Bastards on HBO's megaseries last night because HBO's streaming service HBO Now crashed during the show. Not the first time it's happened. So 15,000 customer complaints later and counting, there is really only one question. Haven't streaming companies figured out the whole streaming thing yet? Marketplace with Jed Kim is on that one.
Okay, don't worry. No more spoilers. Thanks, Kai. So it's unclear where things went wrong. HBO refused to give an interview for this story, and Major League Baseball didn't respond. Wait, baseball?
Major League Baseball had been developing this internet video infrastructure for over a decade that was considered outstanding.
Mark Taer wrote Televisionaries, a book about the switch to digital television. He says after past streaming failures, HBO turned to MLB Advanced Media when it launched HBO Now. MLB is great with live events, but
even if you're with the gold standard for internet streaming video infrastructure, you can still have a significant problem.
One problem, says Sam Rosen at ABI Research, the internet wasn't built to distribute episodes the way TV and cable companies were.
Instead of having hundreds of copies, one per network, you have, you know, millions of copies, one per subscriber.
And there are many places along the chain where things can go wrong. But he says the technology is improving, and even the occasional crash won't hurt HBO.
I don't think it breaks the emotional connection with the piece of content. I think it increases it and makes people more aware of it.
That scenario actually plays out in another HBO hit series, Silicon Valley. The company's live stream gets so many views, it literally sets servers on fires.
If you hit those servers, you kill our live stream, Jared.
Right. HBO could have another kind of fire to put out if it doesn't get things right by Sunday. That's the season finale. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.